Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. It is our movement snack of the week, and this is going to be the last week where we try to match the movement snack with the Monday interview. So if you haven't noticed, that's what I do. It is something that I try to do. Sometimes it becomes more difficult than others, but this is the last time I'm going to do it this way, and then I'll explain at the end what's going to happen moving forward. So if you think about what Jessica had mentioned, she mentioned going out and finding or figuring out a location that you can take some of your items to. So what I want you to do this week for movement is I want you to go around your house, move around your house, walk around your house, and I want you to find 3 things for yourself and have your children find 3 things as well. And it's not going to be a specific way of moving, but more looking around your room and your house and finding what doesn't fit in that space anymore. So it might be, a knickknack. I think we spoke about knickknacks. So like, what might be something that just isn't serving a purpose for you anymore? And you're going to take that and you're going to work on taking it to the place that she mentioned, wherever you find, whatever location you have found that will accept these goods, you're going to take them and you're going to leave all feelings of guilt around getting rid of these items. This concern that many of us hold deep within us about the who gave it to us, and we tell ourselves these stories as to why we need to hold on to it or keep it based on the fact that so-and-so gave it to us and it means this or whatever. So we're going to release that and we're just going to realize it served its purpose, whatever that may be, and take it out of the home. Now, what I usually do is when we get boxes that come into the house, I will usually make sure that I fill that box with things I no longer want and I get rid of it. And then I take it down to the location that accepts our goods and it moves on and it brings joy to someone else. So that is something that I do. It's a movement snack that you can all get involved in and participate in and, focus on your movement as you do this. So if you're thinking about this, I want you to not only think about how you're moving through the space and how those items within that space are taking up space within your mind, but also how do we move to that? So if it's down in a cabinet, how can we safely get down? How can we take some of the information that I've brought to you in the past about bending, dropping down to one knee, kind of a lunge fashion to grab that item and pull it out of the cabinet, that type of thing. And then taking that and instead of just, because how many of us drive up through the drive to drop off our items, take that box once you get to the location and walk it up to the people. So that is going to be my movement snack of the week. And I want to let you know what we're going to do from here on out. So you will still get a Thursday snack. It's just going to be geared more towards what's happening in our membership on a monthly basis. So last week, I mentioned how you can stack your movement. So September is going to be Stack Your September, and we are going to have a daily movement in our membership where you will have something, one exercise. It might be, you know, three exercises. It might be one exercise. It might be one stretch. But these are going to be things that you're stacking into your daily life. So we're going to take something that is pretty common for us as moms to be doing every day, and I'm going to give you something to do with it. So stack your habit with a movement. And you'll do that for one day. You'll watch a video. You can read what it is. Either way. And then you'll move on to the next one the next day. There'll be opportunities to ask me questions within the private Facebook group. You will also have access to our membership. If you're not part of a Facebook, if you're not onto Facebook, I completely understand. So you'll be able to watch everything from our membership portal and access it there and leave comments there. I'll do lives every other week to provide questions and answers for anything in regard to the movement snack or anything else that you have questions about. So that is what we are going to do from now on. You will still get your Thursday movement snack, but it will be geared to what we're doing in our membership. If you want to join over in the membership, it's a great opportunity for you to support this podcast. So if you like what you hear and you want to continue hearing it, it's a great way to support it. It's $5 a month, and you'll also have access to watching these videos and being able to maybe take an opportunity to move, learn a little bit more about your body and what movements work for you, and then just kind of help you create more everyday movement in your life and moving your body in ways that you may not always do so. So that is the link. Actually, you can go to formfitonline.com. You'll click on the join button, but I will also place the link in the show notes if you're interested as well, and you can join there. It's $5 a month, and I look forward to seeing you over there. I hope you have a wonderful week, and make sure to keep moving. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.